Hi, this is Bishop Bob Poulter with another Word of Encouragement for the week. God gave me a word for TMCI at the annual conference. He said, "Tell my people I'm maturing TMCI in its ministry to push my kingdom forward. I will use TMCI in its ministry to break new ground. This is the year of epic growth numerically and spiritually. I am, to those who will listen to my spirit, going to bring new revelation of power and authority to take new territory. It is not by your power or your might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Go forth and expect me to move as you step out by faith into the new areas of ministry. I called you to be harvesters of the lost. I called you to boldly to go into the enemy's camp and repossess the territory the enemy has stolen. You are my people. Go forth with purpose and with my power and authority. I am the God that has called you for such a time as this. Go forth and complete your assignment. I have given you for my glory. Thus saith the Lord." This is a year of epic growth numerically and spiritually. God is on the move. He is going to use TMCI ministry like yours to advance his kingdom. The only person that can stop God from moving in your life, in your ministry, is you. You must listen to the Holy Spirit's direction for your life and obediently follow his instructions. Remember, if you let the Holy Spirit direct your steps, you'll be in the right place at the right time with the right word and actions to win the victory. But the key is to listen to his spirit, not your spirit. You know, Joyce Myers once said, "The counsel that gave her in the most trouble and misled her the most was me, myself, and I." Remember, for your life and ministry, it's not what you want, what your relatives want, what your friends want, not even those you minister to, is what they want. It's what God wants in your life. That's what counts. We have to walk by faith every day. Some of you are looking at your past and letting the things of the past control your thinking. But I'm reminded of what Paul said in Philippians 3, 13 and 14. He said, "Brethren, I don't count myself as to apprehend, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth for those things which are before, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." What is Paul saying? Is he saying that God erased his past memories from his mind? Of course not. What Paul was saying is that he's not letting the past experience, good or bad, control his thinking. He was pressing towards the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Satan is good at reminding you of your past failures in order to discourage you from moving on with God. But we hopefully learn from our mistake. You know, John Maxwell wrote a great book on the subject. The title of the book was "Sometimes You Win and Sometimes You Learn." It's in those times when we get off track that God can teach us more than he can with our successes. For example, I know this would never happen to you, but it's happened to me. God laid something on my heart, and I'm off and running trying to complete this great idea. Nothing but chaos is happening all around me. So I cry out, "Hey, God, you told me to do this." And he spoke to my spirit, said, "Yes, son, I did. But now come back for the instructions how to accomplish it." Too many times we try to operate out of our flesh, our training, and our experience instead of being led by the Spirit. That's when failure can set in. So this week, let's us take the promise that God has gave us and let us walk in the Spirit so that this year will truly be a year of great epic growth numerically and spiritually in our lives and in our ministries. Let us also listen to the Spirit to get new revelation and receive power and authority to take the new territory. Remember, expect God to move as you step out by faith into new areas of ministry. Have a blessed week.